Worlds Apart von Trail of Dead bei Flux FM. Und wie angekündigt ist Konrad Keeley jetzt bei uns zu Besuch, der Frontmann dieser wunderbaren Band, der sich gedacht hat, ach, mein Musikerkumpel hat mich 7 Jahre genervt, ich soll endlich mal auch eine Soloplatte machen. Na gut, dann tue ich ihm halt den Gefallen und bringe Original Machines raus. Das ist seine erste Soloplatte. And you know what, Konrad? You grabbed the pencil because I thought maybe you could draw me because I like your drawing. And we have all the time, and it's not important what you say, just draw the picture, okay?
Okay.
Cool. But maybe we can use the microphone as well, so people can hear you.
Absolutement, genau. Here we go.
Absolutement. Very nice. So I will ask you about the new album. I read all this thick script, look at this, and we can see pictures of a church in Canada where you went, and a place in Asia where you relaxed and wrote songs. Is that true?
Oh yeah, there's Campot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you only got it in black and white.
Yeah.
Oh, you're missing out on the beautiful colors of the river.
What a pity. Pull the microphone a little bit more down just in front of you.
Okay.
I know drawing and talking is hard.
That is going to be hard. Oh, there we go. Okay.
There we go.
I got to be able to see you and draw you at the same time.
Also, hat ja von seinem Musikerkumpel Autry, der hat immer gesagt, jetzt mach doch mal eine Soloplatte. Und er hat gesagt, nee, wieso denn? Und irgendwann hat er dann so lange genervt, bis er sich gedacht hat, die letzten Trail of Dead Songs waren schon so intim, jetzt mache ich doch mal wirklich eine eigene Platte. So Autry always said, come on, you can do it, make a solo album. And you said, no, I don't want to, but you can do it.
I think when the time was right, it just felt I kind of knew that it was the right time to do it, you know? So sometimes there's those things in your life where you're just waiting for that. You have to wait for that moment where all the elements are there and you have the inspiration to jump off the diving platform.
Yeah, and there are quite a lot of songs on it, as we can see, 24 songs. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a lot, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm really bad at editing down.
How many did you have? Oh, were these 24 all in all?
There was actually 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to kind of trim them down to 24, yeah. So, yeah, it's just one of those. They just kept coming out. These songs were just waiting there to be born, I guess.
What happens to the 6 songs that weren't added to the album? Do you put them in the garbage?
No. They're recyclable. Those are recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you put them in the recycling.
Okay.
And then the guys come over and pick them up in the morning.
I see. Also er hat eigentlich 30 Songs insgesamt gehabt. 24 haben es aufs Album geschafft. Er sagte, ja, ich bin ziemlich schlecht mit dem Runterkürzen. Die mussten halt alle irgendwie mit draufkommen. Und nach 7 Jahren hat er sich dann überreden lassen, eben diese Soloplatte zu machen, die auch begleitet wird von einem Artbook. It's accompanied by an artbook and you were inspired by this by another artist here in Berlin. You saw other artists who did that?
Yeah, they had the album, the book at the at our press officer's office, which happens to be just across the courtyard there. And I just was really into the idea of filling up a bunch of pages with art, you know. I just thought, wow, that'd be a great thing to do. I think it's something I've always wanted to do. So it was just one of those opportunities that I was just jumped on.
Ja, also die Leute, die auch die Presse für Konrad und seine Band machen, die sitzen hier gleich bei uns im Innenhof gegenüber. Man muss einfach nur kurz Treppe runter, wieder Treppe rauflaufen. Und da hat er sich immer die Neuerscheinung durchgeblättert von anderen Künstlern und entdeckte auf einmal, dass welche auch parallel zur eigenen Platte ja so eine Art Kunstbuch fertiggestellt haben. Und da hat er sich dann von inspirieren lassen. So after making one song, you sit down and paint something, or how does the art book?
Well, a lot of the work for that actually came when I came to Berlin this summer. I just wanted a space where I could, you know, work and you know, feel creative. So I came here a couple months back and did a little bit of traveling. I went to Poland and I went to Zagreb and got to see a lot of architecture there. So even that found its way into the book.
Mm-hmm.
So there was just a lot of, because the theme of the record was traveling, I wanted the art to reflect the sense of like movement and, you know, a changing of scenery, a constant changing of scenery.
Okay, also das Thema der Platte ist ja Reisen, und weil er ja auch viel rumgekommen ist, er hat sich auch in Polen umgeschaut, war in Zagreb und an vielen anderen Orten, und das ist auch mit eingeflossen in sein Artbook, das die aktuelle Solo-Platte begleitet. Talking about traveling, you use your iPad a lot to create music.
Mm.
Das hat er immer auf dem Schoß und dann macht er es einfach und legt los. So not the old fashioned kind, with like a pencil and something more electronic stuff, and which is always be loaded and charged. That's important in
yeah,
that case.
Yeah. Well, it's just convenient when you're moving around a lot to have something that you can just jot down ideas in when something comes to your head, you know. And so I just find that this new technology is really indispensable to that. And who knows, maybe it'll create its own sort of revolution when it comes to creation.
Yeah. And you use as well for drawing something electronic, no? A program that I read about. What was his name?
Oh, the Cintiq?
You know it, yes.
It's actually a piece of hardware. That is a drawing tablet. And that again, is kind of like the graphic equivalent of the iPad, in which you're able to, just work on design and stuff. It's hard to explain because it's so specific to what it does that I think people that, you know, that aren't in the graphic design community would be like, okay, why do I need that?
Auf jeden Fall ist, wenn Konrad unterwegs ist, auf seinen vielen Reisen, holt er nur seine Electronic Devices raus und dann wird er kreativ. Wir hören jetzt mal rein in die neue Platte, und zwar in den Song, wen haben wir hier, den In Words of Not So Famous Man, Konrad Keeley von seiner ersten eigenen Solo-Platte. Konrad Keeley in Words of a Not So Famous Man, ein Stück seiner ersten eigenen Soloplatte, die ich gerade hier in Händen halte, mit natürlich einem eigenen Cover. So you painted yourself here, right?
That was from a photograph from a friend of mine, Autumn DeWild, took that photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some illustration on top of it to create an effect.
But this was no computer work, you did this... Or is it, sometimes I think, are there programs, you know, like in your painting program, that you only make, push a button and then the photo looks like painted?
No. I mean, it was done on a computer, but I had to draw each line like this with
okay,
a pen.
So it was work.
Oh, it's work. Yeah.
It's a good photo of yours.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Es gibt ein tolles Foto auch von einer Kirche, in der er aufgenommen hat, und zwar, you went to Canada. The band Your Favorite Enemies, they said, mm-hmm. We got a great church in Canada. Like, what's the name of the band? Arcade Fire. They had a little cathedral as well they played in a couple of years ago. Maybe the Canadians like churches to record their stuff.
It's actually in the same area. It's in the Montreal area. Wow. So, yeah. They're from a little town called Drummondville, which is the home of this famous culinary dish from Canada called a poutine.
A poutine?
Yeah, it's like a potatoes and cheese. It's like fries and cheese. Very Canadian, and that's where it originates from.
And is it yummy?
It's hearty.
It's hearty. Hearty to eat? What's yummy for you? Only Asian food? Don't say that.
Oh, I like that. I like German dish, like Kartoffelcreme soup. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. Spargel soup as well. Yeah,
in Asia, you don't get Spargelsuppe.
No, you don't get much soups like that out there. So I miss that when I'm away from here.
But you're quite often here in Berlin. Do you experience Asian restaurants here, or can't you eat Asian food in general?
There's good Asian, around here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good Vietnamese stuff that I've tried in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I usually stay right in this, you know, Schlesisches Tor area. So I've done a lot of explorations. And yeah.
Sehr gut. Also Konrad versucht sich trotzdem, obwohl er in Asien ja wohnt, an der asiatischen Küche und findet das richtig gut hier bei uns um die Ecke. Auch am Schlesi ist er öfter unterwegs. So this photo is quite expressive. The church they got, it's really huge. It's a big church.
Yeah, it's massive.
Why is it empty? Why is it available?
I guess that they were, you know, not as many people are going to churches these days. So they had a couple extra churches to sell off. They consolidated the congregation down to one church, and they were able to buy this church for relatively cheap. It's still got a bell tower, and it's got old bells up in there and stuff.
You could use in your recordings.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got a vibe, you know. More, most importantly, there's just an atmosphere. It's great.
Also, da sind wir doch jetzt von Spargelcremesuppe zur Kirche gekommen, die er durch seine musikalischen Freunde, mit denen er auf Tour war, Your Favorite Enemies, entdeckt hat. Sie haben ihn eingeladen nach Kanada und gesagt, wenn du unterwegs bist und auch an Montreal vorbeikommst, dann bitte besuche uns. Wir haben eine riesige Kirche und wir sind dort kreativ mit ganz vielen Leuten und nehmen auf. Und deswegen ist Conrad dahin. Und die Kirche steht zur Verfügung, weil die sieht wirklich toll aus. Man kann sich gar nicht vorstellen, warum die leer steht. Aber die Gemeinde hat eben das so ein bisschen schrumpfen lassen, was die Kirchen angeht. Und somit haben die diese Kirche bekommen und Conrad durfte dort aufnehmen. So you record in this big space, like playing here, and then someone pushes record and sits at a, you know, pult and you begin. How does it work?
Well, a lot of the material that when I came to the church had already been recorded. So I didn't, all we had to do was really touch up a few things like the drums and some of the vocals. But most of the actual recording was done while traveling and also on the tour bus that we shared with Your Favorite Enemies through America. And I had the back lounge to work out of.
What is the back lounge is probably important to other traveling members as well. They want to chill there. What do you do in the back lounge?
They had to forgive my, and they had to indulge me for one tour because this was a big project. So.
Oh no, the whole tour you occupied the back.
Yeah, the back I did. I'm guilty of that. Yes, but they understood. They're actually quite. You know, and I wanted to invite them back there to hang out and like kind of be around while I was creating. That was kind of for me, I like to create around distractions.
Also er hat im hinteren Teil des Tourbusses eine ganze Tour lang, haben sie sich ja geteilt mit der kanadischen Band, die hintere Räumlichkeit besetzt. Und zwar hat er das als Recording-Studio missbraucht sozusagen und die ganze Zeit dann dort aufgenommen. Und er liebt es immer, wenn Leute zwischendurch reinkommen und man noch abgelenkt ist, weil ihn das offenbar inspiriert. Er hat die Gitarre mitgebracht für euch und möchte auch ein Stück spielen. Grab your guitar, please, Mr.
Oh, is it time?
It's about time, yeah.
Es ist Zeit.
Es ist Zeit. And you can pull the microphone down. I will do it. Wait a second.
All right, here we go. Okay, yeah.
Sehr gut.
But now I'm supposed to sing in this one, right?
Yes. Which song are you going to sing?
Ah, okay. I'm going to do a song from the album called The Engines of the Dark.
Wow.
A song about Phnom Penh. Start?
Yes.
You know, before the pavement roads, they say the blood had trickled down like rain. And from the streets high on the hill, filled with all those girls that you had slept with, Ryan. One more distraction before the threat of this coming new day. And we can sample life and wealth and worth and what had happened and what it means to stay. I won't guide the war like the shapes of things I've lived without. I wanna know if someone great could be the symbol of our resistance now. Under the land, under the rain, it was to say what the magic is found. Ooh. Oh, the engines of the dark unfold between the places that have vanished a long way. At least a thousand faces staring out on their windows like a Halloween parade. I wanna know what cool fate to throw against the walls of our existence
Engines of the Dark. Conrad Keeley hat's live eingespielt hier bei Flux FM. Wow, that sounded great.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Und die neue Platte, die erscheint ja erst am 22. Januar im nächsten Jahr, Original Machines, und dann noch mit einem dicken Artbook dazu. Zwei CDs. It's a huge package, ne? It's really
something. Yeah, I think people are going to enjoy it.
Uh-huh, I think so too. So you're flying back home tomorrow?
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
I will arrive on Monday. I guess you would say 38 degree weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it should be warm. We'll go swimming.
Yeah,
I'll have a swim for all of you guys.
We're jealous because it's going to snow on the weekend here. Great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thank you very much for informing us about traveling to
pictures.
A hot country. Conrad, it was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
See you
Always
next year.
It was a pleasure to come.
Frittenbude, so da wie noch nie.